Good afternoon, Professor Peter Lynham.
From the middle of nowhere.
Deepest, darkest Ellerslie, I think.
But you're in Ellerslie?
I missed an X on a bus. I was trying to get to the museum, and it went on the motorway. And so I'm somewhere in Ellerslie at the moment.
How are you going to get back to the museum?
I'm on a bus 70, which looks like it's not going to go the fast way back. So there we are.
Right.
I don't think I'll make it to the lecture I'm heading for at the museum by 5 o'clock, but never mind.
Oh, well.
Well, that's it's fortunate that we've got you by a phone technology.
You totally have. Yeah, that's good. Yes. So, have you eating? It's funny how we think of eating to do with Easter.
Yes.
So, what aspect of eating would you think in connection with Easter?
Cup cream eggs. My mum usually gives me a cup cream eggs. Mum, if you're listening, I haven't got my cream eggs yet. Where are my cream eggs?
Okay.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns are
there's been
a lot of them eaten up at BFM in the last week or two.
Incredible, isn't it? Yeah, but chocolate, surely.
No, classic ones. I've seen them go onto the toaster and into
the
sandwich.
Eggs and chocolate, though. That's the mainstay.
That is the mainstay. Well, of course, chocolate is a very recent addition to the Easter menu, which is very, very long and old. And the biggest one, of course, that we haven't mentioned is eggs.
Mm. Yes.
Easter eggs are, of course, were not chocolate eggs originally.
They just used to paint normal eggs, right? Or maybe a little bit special, maybe an ostrich egg.
That's right, and often painted up in the most glorious fashion. Mm. And I had thought in the past, because I've been doing some reading about it, that Easter eggs were probably a pagan custom.
Mm.
And so the sort of theme is then linked rather clumsily to the resurrection theme.
Wait, I don't understand how it's pagan. I didn't think the pagans were into JC. I thought they had their own vibe going on about the sun and whatnot.
Remember, pagan simply means really Easter customs or traditional. It means of the countryside.
Right.
And so it would refer to traditional rural customs.
Right.
In which the ideas of birth and death are very, you know, sort of long standing.
Is that kind of because there's no church around? Like, they don't have a town where they can just all go and, like, oh, this is the religion we're
supposed to. No. I mean, that these customs would have existed long before Christianity was
common in most
rural areas. But another suggestion, which makes a lot of sense to me, because we actually don't know much about Easter egg traditions before about 8 centuries ago. So we don't know quite what existed in the pre-Christian era. But one possibility is this. You know that the preceding Easter is Lent. So this is when we all dutifully give up on lots of things that we eat. Well, if in fact we've given up on eggs, then they would have had to... I mean, you can't stop the eggs coming.
Mm.
So one possibility is that the eggs were then hard-boiled and preserved for future use later on. And so it might explain why when Lent comes to an end on Good Friday, and that's when the hot cross buns were eaten, but on Easter Sunday you paint up the eggs and prepare for a great egg bonanza.
I see.
So this is one possibility.
I don't fully understand the Lent part of things. It doesn't feel like we're really observing that around here these days, kind of thing. What am I supposed to do there?
Okay, so from... Ash Wednesday, so that's after Mardi Gras, after Fat Tuesday.
What? Does every name have some kind of body shaming thing about it? Or?
Yeah. So Mardi Gras means literally Fat Tuesday.
Great.
And so in Fat Tuesday, you can indulge for the last chance before the 40 days that lead up to Easter.
Mm.
And that's why it happens at different times of the year, because Easter is a movable feast.
Right.
So a Mardi Gras, massive indulgence would take place, and then from Lent, you shouldn't be eating meat, there'd be lots and lots of things that weren't to be, all animal products were really to be avoided.
Could I have lentils, perhaps?
And the church in those days was pretty tough on imposing fasts on people.
Right.
So that might explain all the Easter egg phenomenon. Though, I mean, an equal possibility certainly is the proposal by some of the anthropologists that it could be the survival of traditional pagan customs, as you get with Christmas.
Right. Because I heard it was the eggs were like representing the boulders that kept old mate in the cave or some crap. That was like the Christian
eggs.
Well,
unfortunately, you know, at this point, we've got very little evidence. So there's a lot of guesswork going on.
Right, but no, they reckon there was a bunny that did all that as well.
Yes, well, it is possible. The rabbit certainly, I think, could not be Christian. I think the rabbit and the fertility symbol there, that would definitely have to be pagan.
Right. As in, like, rabbits kind of, they make a lot of themselves pretty. Okay.
Yes, possibly.
John's confused. I'm talking, you know, when one rabbit likes another rabbit.
Of course, right. I'm with you.
Oh,
yes.
No, we're not doing the facts of life on this podcast. So, I mean, the other interesting thing, though, is the chocolate aspect. Because to me, I mean, Christmas and chocolate, Easter and chocolate are massive.
Yeah.
And clearly for Cadbury's, they are as well.
Mm.
So originally, you know, chocolate is quite a late introduction, except as a drink, into Europe, because they had problems in solidifying it and getting the kind of caked chocolate that works. And it's not until the 1820s or 1830s that, firstly, in, I think it was Germany, but one of the European countries, techniques are developed, which are then picked up by Cadbury's in England, and they begin to create set pieces of chocolate, cakes of chocolate.
Yes.
Interesting word when you think about it, a cake of chocolate. Then that develops into Easter eggs, not until the 1870s. So our poor precursors had no chocolate Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the customs around Easter eggs, in fact, were originally, you know, more suitable for the, like, we now have that silver foil around them.
Mm.
But the silver foil is a representation of the old painted.
Oh, yeah.
Painted egg.
Got you.
And still in some countries, I know when I visited Poland, that they still do a lot of really quite elaborate and beautiful painted eggs as a really strong tradition.
Nice.
Whereas you would never find it, I think, in English-speaking countries.
Flash forward to right now. Are Whittaker's making mint eggs, do you know, John?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I'd say all of the companies.
I know Cadbury seems to make a bloody good egg.
What day are we officially supposed to eat our eggs on?
So you should definitely delay eating your eggs until Easter Day itself, until Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. Yeah. Why is there
Am I allowed to have eggs and not be Christian?
Well, you can just choose your custom, I think, to probably suit. No, if you're Christian, you've got to hold back eating them until Easter Sunday. But if you're not Christian, you can probably eat them at any time.
Okay, because I've already had an Easter egg.
I'm trying to resist Easter eggs mostly because they're fattening, but I'm sure I will succumb eventually. Because hot cross buns, well, when were they on sale in the supermarkets?
They go early.
Yeah. So I think January or February, wasn't it? So a lot of these customs have really radically shifted with the availability of sort of mass production and also markets. I mean, clearly chocolate manufacturers make a huge fortune on chocolate customs, and they make a big thing of them, but they don't want them to get too religious because they want to sell these Easter eggs regardless or not of what beliefs people have.
Yeah, of course. Very interesting, Peter.
We've had a text in. Someone wants to tell us all about Easter, and we better let them. Easter is a spring festival and all about eggs and rabbits and fertility symbols. Date changes according to the first full moon at beginning of astrological New Year's Aries. And we are living in wrong hemisphere to actually celebrate. There you go.
Well, it is certainly true that most of the pictures about Easter are about new life and linked in with the resurrection, if you're use the Christian interpretation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to do some kind of fanciful interpretation to make sense of it in our context.
Mm.
Classic.
But But I don't mind. I don't mind, really. I think chocolate can lift me at any stage.
The summertime, like it sounds reminiscent of the Santa in like a Hawaiian shirt.
Precisely.
And glasses and stuff.
All that stuff.
Oh, look, someone's texting as well. Hey, I work for Whittaker's. We don't do eggs, just Easter kiwis.
Oh.
Thank you, Whittaker Texter. Also, can you send us some of these Just Easter Kiwis to 95BFM care of Big Hungry? That would be great.
Products are required to prove the point.
Hey, Peter, whereabouts are you now? Are you still on a random bus?
No, we've made it to the Green Lane corner.
Okay,
how about
great.
That?
Oh, Green Lane. We love Green Lane. It's a great Green suburb. Lane. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, bye-bye.